I'm like, bro, I've been here on this air mattress. I've been here for 4 weeks. And him and Tim, hey, what brand of air mattress? And Tim to my dog, let me see it though. I'm like, man, I've been here sleeping on a rack. I've been here being vulnerable to my buddies who are 40 and up.
What brand of air mattress hold you up for 4 weeks?
I'm sleeping
on
a raft, guys, for 4 weeks. In a
great way to start the show.
Yeah.
You know what? I really feel old when people hit me with a joke from SpongeBob and I don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
I think we were right out of that.
SpongeBob came on like our freshman year of college, yeah, and we were playing college sports.
Yeah,
I ain't watched
cartoons in high school for
me neither. South Park a little bit when it dropped. It was like a thing.
I hear that.
South Park a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Old Bugs Bunny or something like that. But it had to be just
Old Bugs Bunny?
If it was on the TV, I just walked by. You know what I'm saying?
You must have been with your parents or something.
No.
Bugs Bunny. That's when you was a kid.
Yeah, in my 20s, in my 20s, I was trying to get the cussing at. I want all the smoke. Give me, I need Players Club. All this shit came out of the movies. You know what I'm saying?
I can't watch SpongeBob if I just seen Diamond Naked.
I'm done. I'm done. I kind of didn't touch video games for a while.
How you gonna watch a cartoon after you just seen
at the Players Club? Yeah. It was all vagina to the Dreamcast drop.
There's just too many holes in SpongeBob now.
Yeah. But everybody on it, man. Everybody like, oh, you remember that time?
Yeah, they'd be like specific episodes. I'm like, y'all talking about that like this is a Cosby Show. a different world episode.
They talk about SpongeBob like the Cosby Show. Like,
it's literally
when his face swollen.
That's the difference between 80s babies and 90s babies. SpongeBob. That's the catalyst.
Right there.
That's what separates us.
Bill Cosby's still alive, too.
He's still alive. And
I had kids in the era, so I actually watched it.
Okay, so you up on game.
I watch SpongeBob, but I can't recall episodes and stuff. I remember stuff they said, but not everything. I remember
general message.
The general message of a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're good at relaying that. You know what I'm saying? Cartoon, you get away with anything, though. That's what I think people do cartoons. They do animation.
Family Guy, they go wild on Family Guy.
Yeah, you take the personal out of it, when it don't look like nobody.
But it's a real person's voice, though.
Yeah, saying some
they
real
get their racism off from Family Guy.
Saying real
shit,
man. I love Family Guy though.
Yeah, that old dirty old man will be whistling.
Oh,
hey, it's Chris Holmes. What?
Yeah, they had a pedophile for a 20-year run.
Yeah, that's still crazy. On there.
Yeah, he's still on there.
His legs don't work. It's crazy. That's the.
Trying to hit Chris the whole time.
Yeah, bro. He been shooting a shot at Chris. He was singing
Chris
to him.
Might as well let him beat now. The nigga 28.
Ouch.
Yeah, if you ain't gonna get out your mom and daddy house, man, you might as well go on over.
He's too old now. He aged out. He ain't interested no more.
Oh, no.
Like, introduce him to a sugar daddy is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anything to get him out the house, bro. We are back, man. Like, share, cat a corner.
Subscribe.
What's up, my people in Pennsylvania? That's such a dope name.
Pennsylvanians. What's happening?
Such a dope name, man. Y'all are getting on it already, man. We are further. Cutting grass outside. We are further along than we thought we would be, man. So thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. And speaking of thanks, I want to thank our special guest we got in the building. I don't even think we even do it like this on this show, but I guess you got to know.
You got to know. Mogul.
Mogul producer.
Executive.
DJ.
Manager. DJ.
Music
dad.
Of movies.
Father.
Come on, man.
Good human.
Vampire. Aries.
Aries.
Fellow
is
Aries.
Well, he did.
You know what I'm saying?
Traveler.
The purveyor of some of your favorite songs, not only songs, maybe genres of music.
Tastemaker.
Tastemaker.
Curator of things.
Come on, man.
Atlanta historian. One of the founding members of the Dungeon family, Kawan Pratha in the house. We got him on the Perfect 10, guys. We got KP the Great.
Hey, we doing it, y'all.
KP the Thank Great.
We doing it. And he didn't even know he was going to be on the show.
Yeah, come on, man. Just pull up. Hey,
so
pull
crazy.
It up. Pull
we up. Know people like that.
Hey, man. My childhood dreams are lived out every day. I could just call KP and talk about dumb shit on the internet. I just call KP. He's like, you see this?
Bro, what happened that time you was in L.A. and you called and told him about your sleeping arrangements?
Nigga. Y'all was all of y'all on the track, the chat?
It was just you.
I'm like, bro, I've been here on this air mattress. I've been here for 4 weeks. And him and Tim, hey, what brand of air mattress? And Tim to my dog, let me see it, though. I'm like, man, I've been here sleeping on a raft. I've been here being vulnerable to my buddies who are 40 and up.
What brand of air mattress hold you up
I'm
for 4 weeks?
I'm sleeping on
bro.
A raft, guys, for 4 weeks. In a writer's. I'm in the goulash of writers' camps, right? I'm in L.A. on a mattress, laptop, living it, thugging it, going up every night. I'm in the trenches. Ooh, I reach to my group chat for therapy and say, man, I feel like I'm in fuckboy training camp. Ooh. And then they like, I said, man, I'm going to help this airbag. They like, whoa. You on a what? What particular brand partake is? Man, fucking Tip Harris, the comedian.
Oh, man. Tip Harris, the comedian.
But KP's dark like us, man. It's like, to be an Aries, we are all three Aries brothers up here. And it's a special kind of, it's like a tasteful dark. Mm-hmm.
It's tasteful dark. And then also, we pick certain things out that other people may not find funny. It only had to be dark.
But only us get it.
Man, listen.
Like, what's wrong with y'all?
Man, listen. I don't know if anyone else in the group chat laughed as hard as us three did about Young Thug when he said against the grain. I'm sure they giggled. But I know all three of us were crying, bro. I know that for a fact, bro. I was like, you should just send that to us, because that was literally for again. Hey, man,
because I was watching it, and when it happened, I was like, it was a smith.
Man, all the parts people talk about in that interview with Thug and Bank, man, nobody talks about that part, bro.
Yeah, KB stupid, bro.
Because to this day, I ain't seen the interview, but I'm glad you sent that, bro. You that welcome. Made my day.
That's a strong tuna whoop to do.
Yeah, man.
That's a strong two. He had a few of them.
Whoopty Doo just got the machine behind it. You know what I'm saying? He got the market.
Whoopty Doo was the single. Whoopty Doo was the single. That was an album cut. That was like an album. Man. You got to listen to the project to like appreciate the drums on this one.
Like, and also, God created you, but I helped was like right bro. There. You know what I'm saying? It's like third.
God created you. But I helped.
But nigga, I helped.
No, you see the proposal? He was like, what's up, nigga?
He proposed
to Mariah Sainz last night.
Oh, like,
didn't say that, he said, what's up, nigga?
So, we were there. Like, it was dope because, you know, it's like seeing Young Love, like Young Thug, Young Love. Yeah. It's crazy, by the way. But we were about to go, Tip was performing right after Mariah, the scientist. So I was on the DJ thing setting up. When it happens, I'm looking down like, oh, okay then.
So you be in viral moments by mistake. Like you were just doing what you would be doing anyway.
Yeah, I actually posted it on my story, but it's like, yeah, by mistake. That's pretty much what
viral
happens.
By mistake. This is the name of this episode.
Hilarious.
Man. Young Thug proposed to Mariah Sainz last night at State Farm Arena. KP was standing behind him.
On stage. If you go to my IG, it's on my story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got a better view on his.
Not better. Like, because I didn't know what was happening. it's probably not better.
Yeah, on our show, we do clips.
It's genuine shock.
Because I'm like,
only reason I was tripping because I'm like, now, what Tip's supposed to do after this?
Whatever you like. Y'all got to switch the order. You got to do whatever you like right now.
Right now. Yeah.
You got to live your life.
Too bad.
What happened? So, what songs y'all do? Like, how do you follow a proposal?
About the money was next.
Hilarious. Yeah. With Tip walk about, get a prenup. If it ain't about the body.
Oh, it's a comedy part.
It's a comedy. We do the joking thing.
I don't know how to skip ahead on the
story. Hold on. Tip and Thug ain't about all about the money together is dope. Like, that's not a.
No, they haven't done that.
They haven't performed that before together.
In a long time, since before he went to. Say that again.
No, I could just play it. I didn't want to see it.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, y'all keep talking shit. Go ahead.
Oh, this is your IG story. Got it.
Yeah. Thug got on some really sparkly pants for the occasion.
No, that was Jacquees.
Jacquees, sorry.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, there.
This it right here.
So you KP right behind. Was right behind him. That's crazy.
Man.
He was just doing... He was just living life. And get what?
Everybody's surprised.
Bro, I know you think like, what song gonna do now, nigga? Does he have a jumper on?
Yeah,
man, he's at the concert.
Ghostbuster.
What you say, man?
Thank you. Put it out.
You said yes.
That's crazy.
That was his DJ. He didn't know either.
Right.
Man. Hilarious. KP is dark.
Oh, man. Well,
this is the most viral by mistake dude on the planet. He's really like the Forrest Gump of hip hop and
call
culture.
It viral adjacent.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? He's always in a moment that people know about, but don't know that he was in that moment.
Bro, this dude met LL Cool J when he was 10.
Right. Like, have you ever been in a room that wowed you?
All the time, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a bad question. The first room that wowed you, if you could remember.
Yes. Farrakhan's house before the Million Family March.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Who was over there?
Farrakhan.
What y'all eat?
Healthy.
It was invested.
You're right. Marching food.
It was clean. It was at the farm.
Oh, where he has his own farm.
Farm to table.
That's hard.
That's dope. Wow. Yeah. That's all you really need right there. So there's another room that I feel like we find this out. This was a little bit after COVID time. I think it went COVID time. And a documentary came out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was on it. And some things that we learned ourselves, KP was actually there.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is Kanye. If you're listening to us in your truck, Kanye playing Through the Wire for Pharrell.
For the first time.
KP is in the building. And who is that gentleman right there?
In the jacket.
Yeah, that he talking to.
I can't see that far.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out later.
That was one of his guys. I can't remember his name. That
somebody
was
from Chicago. All right, so I can't obviously play too
this
much.
This is 2004 for real?
2004.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could you take us back to them bringing the camera around? How weird was that?
Okay, because so
they didn't do that back in the day.
No, so that's the thing. So in the clip, I watch it and I just feel cringy because I'm in the corner. I have pulled my hat down.
Yeah, you could barely see the back of you on here.
Because I couldn't understand why niggas had a camera in here while we making up shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it felt real fetty.
Fetty,
wow.
It wasn't Best comfortable, but before, it was like, in hindsight, it's like brilliant because he got every moment. And by mistake, I get a moment that I wouldn't have caught any other way because I'm from the behind the scenes era.
Yeah.
Where I don't have to dress to come to the studio. You know what I mean? It's right. You know, ain't nobody think about me.
You cracked the sweats code way before everybody else, I believe.
Appreciate it.
You just got to make sure you're there.
Make sure you're there and present. Yeah, like really there.
Damn. So how did he come in before this? Like this clip that we got starts at the beginning of the song. Can you remember anything from how he came in to talk to Pharrell about I got a song?
No, he literally just walked in.
Oh, word.
Like he walked in like
with the camera.
What's funny is if you watch the documentary now, you see him setting it up to go in. Like, man, all they can do is say nah. And so he just came in like he does. And it was my first time meeting him, and he played records. And I remember thinking, man, I told him he was my favorite rapper next to CeeLo because he played a bunch of songs. And he was like, yeah, CeeLo is Gemini too. I'm like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just remember like wondering why nobody else was like unbothered by the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but he also played, the Jay-Z verse.
The joint with the Miracle Whips joint.
What's the name? Let You Down.
Oh, to Hold You Down.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
The one that was on his album.
Yeah, but he played that Jay-Z verse, but his verse went on.
Get up, I get down. And he rapped his own verse.
While the track was playing.
We were talking about his parents and the water hoses and all that shit.
Yeah,
that was a tough verse, too.
Yeah, and we were because we were working on Usher then. We were working on 8701.
Damn, that was bad. 87.
No, not 8701. No, it couldn't have been. It was had to be Confessions because that's 2004.
Another one. Diamond.
Nah, well, that date isn't right there because matter of fact, I know that we were working around. We were doing
Usher.
Okay.
Confessions was a. It was Confessions because Kanye ended up on the Confessions tour.
No shit.
So this is 01, 02?
Well, I'm gonna go with the date because I now no longer have no timeline.
Yeah, there's no way that you can remember the date, but you just gotta remember these points. Yeah. Like, so
I was in college.
I remember before and I remember like sequence, but not necessarily dates. Yeah,
there you go.
Damn, so he just busted in on the Confessions session. He said, "Hold on, also, y'all, real quick. I know y'all about to push Usher to the top, but hear this song." And this is the first time meeting for real too. My bad, Ryan.
In a real conversation where I think they had met before, but okay. I don't know if they had. They never talked.
Got you.
But nobody guards was up with the cameras because y'all, this is the leak shit era. Like, niggas was leaking and
stealing. Well, we didn't play. You don't hear any of what we were working on
the cameras down once they get back to the music, right?
Yeah, but like it was, he was playing his shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
It's on you.
He just made y'all be in his listening session.
Yeah.
It seems like the Kanye thing to do.
But that's what I mean. And
he was inventing Kanye right then.
It worked.
It wasn't. You know what, man? It's like, it's so dope because I'm like, he's the least changed nigga I've met.
Because he was like that from jump.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can definitely see that in the doc.
Dream is like that still, I think.
Yeah, Dream. I mean, actually, most people who have been successful are pretty much genuinely themselves in music anyway.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, though.
Like, because people get to know you and they get invested. Like, even, you know, it's like, no matter how you feel about them, it's like you know them. The same way you got a cousin who might trip out, and you're like, man, that's just...
Yeah.
That's what he be doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it could hurt some artists. Like, I personally feel like if Meek Mill didn't let us get to know him as much, he would be, he's still a big artist, huge artist, but I think he would kind of be talked about more and just maybe more in the list of people when they talk about rappers. Because the nigga could rap his ass off, right. But he has so much shit going on. I feel like outside of it, I don't think people want to give him that credit.
Man, he got, but it's not that, it's he got a song so good that they play it every day.
Yeah.
Like when he did a song so good that like every time you play it, you get the same reaction no matter
right.
when
and that's
you
a
play
star.
It.
But I don't feel like he's a star though. I don't feel like people treat him as
a
star.
Do you feel
star.
Like everybody gotta be a star though? Like
I feel like if they're putting out quality, let's lack a better term, content in a space where there are stars and I feel like they're equal to those stars, I feel like it should happen, yeah.
I feel like the universe just takes your stuff anyway. Like, whoever, it was a nigga who wrote the Knock Knock jokes and this motherfucker who sang the Pina Colada song, we don't remember that person.
That's real.
Remember the song, remember the Happy Birthday song, man, you know what I'm saying?
Hey man,
remember
I feel like if you can get something off that people give a fuck about past the day you did it,
right,
that's fair.
You know what I mean? Come on, man.
That's fair.
Cause you—that's the peak of the club still. Yeah, that shit been that for 10 years.
Yeah, cause every
played a football game.
I heard it last night.
Yeah, still.
Like, he came and performed it last night, and the same thing happened. Hold on, wait a minute. Like the same shake of the building.
But it's like you can see people with their childhood friends. Like, nigga, remember when we was?
Yeah, and the words still apply though. So it's like it still works for college. It works for everybody. Like it's like the Philly ain't gonna let up.
Oh my God! Talk about ain't gonna let up, bro. How great of a gospel anthem that is. But that's an affirmation.
No, that's my everyday.
DJ Yola, bro.
Up there with surrounded by Men of Standard. Them two songs.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Gospel.
That's a good mix. That's that salt and pepper. All right. So we have, I mean, so many viral adjacent moments, but
right here. You were there.
Career-wise, I wasn't where I wanted to be.
What's up with your man?
Hey, you pretty slapped. I mean, we cool, but I slapped shit out you by that.
Oh man,
I'm just telling you, we cool.
Yeah, he goes.
What you want to do?
You hard to tell.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I'm here for banking.
So, no, but it's so like Soul Patrol.
No, it ain't the whole clip. Well, KP try to get in the mood.
He just did. You could barely hear it, though. It's in the background, though.
Dude, KP get up and walk across them.
Hey, both of y'all. All y'all. Everybody came in that motherfucker with me. Hey, look. Everybody came in
that was KP Viola Jason Lee flashing across the screen.
He's like, oh, Lord.
Let's get this shit together, bro.
I don't fuck the money up, baby. That shit became a think piece online, bro. Niggas was acting like Kato was like the anti. And we was like, they cool.
Yeah,
they're,
but I say that's like
we
shit
know
Kato. Shit from the shuttle or the bus just made it to camera. That's all.
Boy,
that's same
funny
shit. Niggas might
shit
be talking to the house. But what was you going through, bro? Talk.
No, man. It was an interview going on.
Oh, sorry.
That's all. I was like, man, why don't you just come out here with that? Like,
yeah.
You know, that was, I was trying to just bring peace.
Of course.
Bring peace and calm.
But
it, we saw on your face, like, fuck it. Also, I hear that, but we kind of saw. You know what?
Yeah.
Fight. Let's go viral for real. Then.
So when it's all said and done, I had to say I tried. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
Can't beat your face in the Aries be so off of that shit. You know what?
Like, bro, like,
enjoy yourself,
it's
man.
It's almost like, why are we doing this?
Where we at, bro?
Yeah, man.
We could have fought all at the hotel.
Yeah, it's so many other places to do any of this.
Man, I'm going to tell you the craziest thing that came out of this for me, because, you know, everybody that does know K-Dub, it's our dog. He's abrasive, and you're going to have a run-in with him. That's just what it is. So I had probably had a recent run-in with him. Then this happened, and he wanted to come up with something to capitalize off the situation. Uh-huh. So we on set, and he's like, man, this is what I tell my son all the time, man. Just be nice to people because you never know when you're going to need them, because I know I fucked up with you, but I need you to help me write something for this. So that's why I be telling my son how to fuck up with people, because look, like right now, I don't want to apologize to nobody. I'm not going to apologize, but I need you right now. So that shit was funny as hell.
No, but that's him. That's Doug.
Yeah, man. That's what it really was. That's Doug.
Kelly go Kelly. That's what I put right after that.
Where that came from. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
He is.
I've been doing this beat. This beat 04.
Right. When you was in the room with Kanye, that was in with
I was
with,
over there with Kayla. We was at Uptown. We was jumping on somebody.
Yeah.
You ain't meet Kelly with the grill and the dreads. Oh, yeah. He was.
Seen him. I ain't meet him.
Yeah, man.
Man,
He's very involved. I like his evolution.
I met Dub on the Be Easy set.
Okay.
A word. Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Silver Knight. He's the dead body. It'd be easy.
DJ Silver Knight.
He said, niggas on set like, I don't want to be in no goddamn. He said, they were trying to ask everybody PNC. Yeah. They were like, hell no.
Yeah.
He said, I'll do that shit. Hey, you know how much of a stripe it was to get in the goddamn video, bro? I sat on the 24 set.
I do.
Probably 10 hours, dog. Just like hoping, but just roasting, mixing, meeting everybody. You know what I'm saying? Niggas call you for the next video. Same production people.
Right. Let's do this, all the videos and shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you.
And not to mention that everybody also was the same friend, like the same group of people.
Yeah. The comedians going to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of groups of people, we need you to take a group of people, like, share, subscribe, Catacorner.
Uh-huh. Subscribe to the perfect.
That no look didn't work, did it?
Because he said Catacorner. I thought he was going to. I just got hit in the nose with the basketball.
Come on, Ryan, you gotta be looking.
Shit. Go back.
That's a good commercial right there to make sure that you do that, man. Thank y'all for everybody that's done it, man. We got a lot of great things on the way. Speaking of great things, a great thing happened with TLC, classic group. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, you might need to get that one.
That's a real ass call.
You want to pause?
Yeah, I go.
Oh, you can take it. All right,
yeah,
man.
You sure?
So this is a real ass group. I don't know. I messed my segue up on the call, but y'all know.
It's only funny.
Right. I'm had to chop it up a little bit. What is
Boy,
this?
Boy, I'm just saying, this is a baby video. This is KP. We call him viral before viral existed, because you only had BET, you only had MTV, and they gonna play black videos at a certain time. Mm. And to be in the video,
what time did them Jones used to come on?
Bro, it depends on if you watch a video Soul or you watch a video Vibrations, whatever time on the show, what it was.
Donnie Simpson trying to smash your mom.
Man, Donnie Simpson did smash.
Nigga looking into the camera trying to fuck
Donnie
your mom.
Still is a problem out here. Don't trust around your mama right now. But yeah, TLC, being from Atlanta, it's like, oh man. And this is like the height of the 90s. They got all the clothes. They got the African, the HBCU hoodies on, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, dog. This is peak.
African American College Association.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say that, but
I know it.
I remember.
Oh, yeah, because that's what it sounded
like. The patch, yeah.
Yeah, because Martin was rocking them joints.
Martin had every one of them, bro. Mm-hmm. But, but KP was the love interest.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oakland A's shit going on.
Yeah.
About,
he ain't bought all the African American shit, man.
No.
Talking about
them shits was expensive too. That was a starter jersey. One of them was a starter baseball jersey.
That's
I remember
a starter
them.
Baseball jersey.
Them shits was high as hell. Shit, 10 o'clock, you never bring me one. I was like, I want a Braves starter jersey. No. This shit is 156. Nigga, it's 92.
Man. So how you get on this, man?
So, because Tion called us.
T-Boz, I'm sorry, that's uninitiated. Yeah.
So T-Boz from TLC is the person who got me in the business, like basically through this video. They were doing the auditions for the video, and she told people to come on down to, you know, to be in the video or audition for Pebbles. And when she said it, I kind of thought she meant audition. So I had my guy jump in the car, and I put my turntables in the car, and we went down to their video casting.
With your turntable.
With my
turntable. Ready to perform.
Ready to perform.
Yeah.
And Pebbles was like, we're doing a video. But matter of fact, okay, so you can be Chili's boyfriend. And if you do that, then I'll watch y'all later.
And I was like, all right, bet.
Tit for tat. Yeah. Little quick pro quo.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, she was get playing with it. Champ. She was like, I'm working, sir. Like, if, yeah, you contributing.
Right. Get shit, Dan, that's crazy. All right, so you were just DJing at the time, and basically.
I wasn't never just DJing.
Watch your mouth.
I apologize. I don't know what era this is in, you know what I'm saying?
No, I was a DJ.
So I know you started off DJing, correct?
I was a DJ in a group. Well, I started off as a DJ, then I started DJing for a group, Parental Advisory.
Gotcha.
So this is that era. This is the beginning of the Dungeon Family. Like, this is when we got signed. Mm-hmm. That got us really in with Pebbles and LA and Babyface. And so after this, like, after getting to know people and working, Pebbles introduced me to LA, and LA was like, you probably could do this job, A&R, based on what I was doing around the crew.
Got you. Okay.
But how young were you? How old were you?
Like 20?
Yeah. I heard you was 19, the youngest A&R ever in history of the label, like 19-year-old A&R.
No,
like,
I was like 22, 23, though.
That's hard, though, bro.
Still young.
Shit. I mean, Puff was already, you know, it's like, it wasn't that. See, you know what? It's because Puff had already been moving, and he was probably like 19 or 20 when he started. It, like, I think we're all the same age.
The age barrier was broken off.
Yeah, so it wasn't. It didn't feel like a big deal.
He was moving all right.
That's a slippery slope you're going down, right?
Damn straight it is.
Man.
Slippery infused rope.
It's a real slippery slope.
What?
Oh, man. It was like so much fun, though, bro.
It was. Like, because we didn't know.
How long was the shoot?
It was a day. It was.
A word.
Like, it was a day. Like, all this happened that off of, what's that shit? Boulevard.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think it's a hotel now, but.
Right. And who finishes a bottle of baby oil anyway?
Man.
You never finished the whole bottle of baby oil.
Baby, baby, baby.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
This was such a huge hit, too, bro. And you say you were getting noticed from being in the video.
Oh, right? Yeah. No, that was, like, the first time I went to the mall, maybe, like, a month after the video had been out. And it used to be a mall called South Lake Mall.
Hey, still over there?
Well, it's like, I thought, no, not, I'm sorry, Shannon.
Shannon Mall is now like peace, a. Bro. It's like a ghost town or something.
It's a movie set, like a.
I haven't been over there.
It's a studio now?
Movie studio, thank you.
Oh, that's what's up, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, but I walked in there to go to Foot Locker one day, and I started hearing, that's Chili Boyfriend.
Hey, not a bad rep to have.
Not a bad rep.
But then it's like, then I heard it, ooh, girl, ooh, and it got louder, like on some real, like, the equivalent of Shannon Mall Backstreet Boy type shit.
Wow, you was by yourself?
Nah, it was me and my homeboy Mello. It was me and Mello.
I know, man. He was like, hell,
it was like when Bow Wow,
yeah,
was like, they don't even know who I am, and then try to run it for me.
Yeah, no, we had to leave them all.
Damn, for real, the security made y'all leave, or y'all just left on your own?
It was uncomfortable. Because, again, people weren't on TV. Like, that we knew.
Right. So, what, they want autograph, they want pitch, they want the hugs, like, just
all that of shit. It.
Damn.
They wanted all of it.
Imagine going to the mall thinking you're going to get a business number, and the whole mall be like, whole mall like, what's up?
It's too many numbers.
I just wanted one, maybe one, two business today. God.
Sweet, sour, salt,
you talking about blessed as fuck.
22 years
hey,
old.
Hey, man, let me walk in the mall. Nigga, what? Man, I walked out that bit naked, but that mother took off my little clothes, boy. Nigga, walked out thighs first, boy.
Soon they put you in Black Panther 4, we going to the
boy,
mall.
Boy, that's. Hey, man, that nigga's so cool with it, bro. You crazy?
Bruh.
That's why you got it. Guess what? Because I don't know how that.
Oh, man.
Man. That's silly.
Nigga.
I don't even know if you was here for this, but you probably was. Birthday bash 9.
Woo.
Fresh out. Beef time.
Pause. I wasn't there.
I was at this.
Yeah.
What
you do, right? I was backstage. I was with Baby D and them, the East Side, West Side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think this is the same year. Is this the freestyle?
Yes.
Oh, man, you got to turn that up. This ain't got the royalties on it.
I was at Sony then. That's
He had evolved.
Oh, okay. You wasn't.
But every time you go.
You wasn't with the N-word shit.
He said, guys, I'm in my office.
Right. Every time you take out your frame, then look at him.
But how many calls did you get?
Oh yeah, all of them.
Your little pit bull down now.
Go get your dog.
Ooh, that's King. That, see, that's King. We gotta, King gotta show him this.
Come on, man.
Like, where you get that from?
Right.
King like,
I don't know.
Was you standing on business or not? From. You had the whole, you had the white dick suit on, had eye cream and shit.
All right, so context, either one of y'all.
I think he just got out of jail.
Yeah, I don't know if he just got out. I just know
it was a surprise that he was there, though.
He was locked up.
No, you're right. It was. He was locked up. I feel like it was almost a probation kind of like let out.
Yeah, they just. I think his cousin. Somebody let him out for a minute. And he, been on, he definitely got a work release
real quick.
Yeah, I got a real work release.
But come. It was the height of, you know, the Tip and Flip beef.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Flip was on this show.
Birthday bash.
Birthday bash. And, you know, Tip had time to think about shit.
Yeah, time to make a posters.
Yeah, he made posters. You know, because Flip at the time, his thing was he was the leprechaun. So he had an album cover with him. Like, it was like a Lucky Charms parody.
Mm-hmm.
And Tip brought that and did a whole verse about it.
Right.
Yeah, but it was entertaining, I guess. I wasn't there.
Yeah. We know, nigga.
Hey, man. It wasn't no Flip get played after that in Atlanta.
Couldn't happen. Look at that. There go the flyer. We talking about the poster and him in the actual.
So this is basically he's posting right now. He's doing a green screen.
Well, yeah, you know what? It's like
this is viral.
This is IG.
This went viral.
That was viral. Yeah, like that was definitely that was like the equivalent of 50 Cent now.
Yeah. Right. This is 2004 too. So you might have still been in over there with Kanye and Pharrell.
No, I was definitely at Sony where Flip was signed.
Oh,
I was at Columbia.
Oh, wow. So you definitely got called.
What's going on with your guy? Is this your buddy?
Ooh.
Hey, man, that man got a problem with that man.
That's what that man said.
Hey, welcome to the rap business, motherfucker.
Shoot, I think Tim done went to Flip them hood or some crazy shit. Like, them niggas crazy, bro. They have evolved. All these people we talking about.
Man, it's systematic, man. They ain't crazy as you can see right now. It worked. Very level-headed. It went down there, man. There's a point in time where you're systematic enough to where you cannot let anybody fuck with you.
That's the point. Yeah, you just can't let somebody slide. It's very
like, we comedians, we can let somebody fuck with my man. Fuck them. He cannot let nobody do that.
It's over with. Nobody, my money stopped.
These rappers now can let somebody fuck with them and they still can make hits.
Post old dog, you can't let it slide.
You can't let nothing slide.
Post old dog.
But for real though, hold on. Not trying to take old dog back, but that Asian man tried to rob them. Real talk.
He did.
Because he closed the register. He's like, you ain't going to get my homeboy his change?
Yeah.
So he like, that's.
There was a cause to the effect. I mean, I'm not saying it's the.
Yeah, the right.
The level
right.
of effect.
Yeah. I just had to let people know, man. Go back and look at it.
That's what
that man tried to rob old dog.
Yeah, there are triggers.
Mm-hmm. That was when Fuck Around and Find Out really kind of was.
Actually, it was it was twofold. It was he tried to rob him and he brought his mom.
And he brought his mom up. Yeah, I mean, that go without saying. But
he decided he won't get one off today. And guess what? Last day.
Mm-hmm. Like, he got braids.
He tried to rob me and he talking about my mom.
These niggas little hell, boy. Little ass nigga, boy. That was the first YNs, bro. Kane and old dog.
The original. It's crazy how the braids made him like a menace, but then they made him like a nerd.
Like a little boy. Well,
same braids. It made him a different type of nerd.
Yeah, I think it was the hairline. Anytime he got a, but he looked like a villain when he got a lineup.
I think it was the hairline. I think it was.
Anytime a Riz Tate got a good lineup, he a villain, like in Power and
shit.
That's
funny.
And Love Jones, not so much. You know what I'm saying? I said that to him one time. I was high.
So adjacently, I know he's not in this video, but we got one of the all-time R&B hits that made us all want to learn how to dance. I know you tried it. You tried to dance when
you came. No.
You ain't give him some light feet.
I might have swirled my chain around like that. I might have got there. Maybe once.
So obviously can't play too much of this. We'll freeze frame it. But let's talk about.
Why
are
you looking at
it.
Us like this though?
Yeah, like why we gotta start? Yeah, like,
hey, I was just looking at us like,
there you go.
nigga face was perfectly beat.
HMU. But so let's talk about how what was going on with you around this situation. Hair and makeup.
Okay.
Yeah. I had said that last time on the last episode about y'all boys got.
I thought you said hit me up.
Yeah, hit me up.
Bro,
that's what I thought. I'm like,
he just told me what that meant on the last episode.
Sorry,
boy, that's funny.
Yeah, didn't mean to accidentally be gay.
Yeah, they be coming around being gay.
Yeah, so, coming to church being gay.
Us looking good. Hit me up. is crazy.
HMU, bro. Beat face.
HMU. So many bad things.
He the one wanted Koofy with the do-rag.
What I'm supposed to do? So, you were around this in some particular manner, man. Talk about, I guess, the experience with being around this video, the making of this video. You remind me for everybody that's listening in the truck.
YNR, the A701 album.
Come on.
Classic.
So, I was there, but the viral of it. I mean, it was just a hit record, first of all, but it's Usher's second album, and I had just started working with Tip. So I had Tip everywhere I went. I would make sure Tip was with me so he could see what it was like to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, watching somebody go through it kind of can help you navigate it when it shows up for you. But so we put Tip in this video as well.
Oh damn! I ain't get the timestamp. We just grab. We'll grab
it was when they were at the bar. Yeah, it was. But the funny part is Usher kind of showing off his pants. Like it's like
no,
way down. Like when they in the club and he got on these bedazzled britches. It cost him $40-50 million.
It's post dance.
Yeah, it's right there. That's right around. Behind him. That's it, actually.
Yeah, that's like, Tip right behind him.
So you go back.
Go, yeah.
It's quick too.
Yeah, it's very fast. Tip maximizes his moment though on camera. I ain't gonna lie to you.
There go with glasses.
Yep, there he look. He looking like, what's up? What we looking at, Usher? And he got some holes in him. Hey, look at that freeze frame.
I can't freeze frame. I'm gonna have to play it. Oh, hey. What we doing? We talking about.
That nigga play Usher homeboy with the pistol. He got the gun.
Oh man, that's such a crazy shot right there, bro.
Hey, he looking like
Yeah.
He look like he was say, Koofy with the do-rag, huh?
You remind me, I was supposed to rob somebody in here.
He like, man, they gonna try us in here, man.
Damn, that's dope, man. That's so I wonder if another thing we're talking about, being independent artists, like I don't know if these artists now have people to do stuff like that for them, take them around to see how it is to be, like you said.
Or do they care anymore?
They don't even know it existed. Like this a level of, first of all, everybody couldn't be in a video. Everybody couldn't be on TV. Like everybody can be on the phone. So it's not I don't think it's as important to them.
To have somebody do that.
Not at all. But I think they still notice it when they see it being done at that level.
Gotcha. Right. Yeah.
Because if you was a popping artist, you gonna be on Sister Sister, nigga. Like you about to go on Martin or something. Like the real money. You finna have a real push. I saw a whole clip of like artists. I remember Outkast was on Martin. Did you go? Were you a part of that?
Or nah, I ain't doing it. But
did you go? Did you pull up with it? Did you ride with him?
I did not. No.
Damn.
Just proud from the house.
Proud from the house is help. That helps too. Those all we appreciate that. I'm proud from the house with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Honestly, you don't need other people to be proud at work.
Right. Let you work.
Unless you're going to come. Well, it goes back to our guest list thing. It's like support is if you pay for a ticket.
Okay.
Support is if
speaking you pay of that, for with, a ticket. I don't even know if you have this clip, Tyler, but Tip was telling the story on the Breakfast Club about his first opportunity in the music business was KP telling him to fly to L.A. And then he ended up filling in for Cool Breeze. I'm sorry.
So talk about that.
Oh,
we'll put it in post. It's gonna take.
Okay, So when I met Tip, the night I met him, we were in a studio session, a PA session at Patchwork. Jason had brought him through, and I had reasoned him with like, "Yo, he dope. You should hear him." When I got there, he he was Tip. He never been different.
Yeah.
So he was saying how dope he was.
And, he would let you know how dope he was.
Yeah. So I was like, well, rap then. Like we were doing a song, so I was like, can you rap to this? He was like, and he was like, he gave us like 5 minutes, went in the booth and burnt that shit down. And I knew he did it in that moment based on what he had said in the verse. And I was like, oh, this nigga is quick too. So anyway, after the session, I was like, hey bro, I gotta go to LA next week to go like to the Source Awards, like, you know, Goody Mob, Outkast, Cool Breeze perform and watch for the hook. You know, in my head, I just wanted to see what he was like in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he was extremely confident in the room. And I'm like, it was like a very, like when we were talking about stars, right? He looked like he would stand up with stars.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, roll with me. And I was like, you want to roll? He was like, let me check my schedule.
Check my palm pilot. Nothing like I ain't doing shit.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I can do it. But nigga showed up. I remember he showed up on the airplane. He had his a Kroger bag of clothes. And it like and a suit. Like he had some, like he had some clothes with him, but it's like he didn't have luggage yet because it was fresh out the trap. And but we got to LA. You know, he did some shopping, went to this sound check for the not the sound check. We were going to the staging, like the blocking. Camera blocking. Thank you. And Cool Breeze didn't fly, so he was driving from Atlanta to California.
Bad choice. Great choice for
personal
Tip.
He didn't fly.
Great choice for Tip.
Yes.
Yeah, it worked out for
he Tip. He helps hip hop.
He always does. He created Dirty South.
Oh, shit.
Some Cool people are here to contribute, bro.
Hey, man. In a major way, right? So anyway, Tip, we're there, and they're trying to do camera blocking, but everybody's not there. And they were like, man, who can do Cool Breeze? And Tip was like, well, I know the song.
Yeah.
And
so he choir boyed his way.
I know the song.
What? I know all the parts. That's hard.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, so he went in and he performed Cool Breeze's verse.
Like he really went in.
Yeah, and it was like, so afterwards, everybody was like, hey, man, I like Shawty, man. Like, and actually, before that, on the bus ride over from the hotel to the venue, there was like a cypher going on in the back, like CeeLo, Gibb, Big Boy, all them in the back of the bus, like freestyling. And Tip jumped in. And I just remember because Gibb walked up to the front of the bus where I was and was like, hey man, the Shawty got it.
Yeah.
It was on Rap City too. He be leaving out the real, it was actually on Rap City. Joe Claire was on the bus filming.
And they're freestyling for Joe Claire, basically.
Yeah, it was on TV. the best week ever. You just birthed the star. I was like, yeah, they were rapping in the back.
It was on TV. That's how it felt to you, though, because
yeah,
you just doing what you be doing.
Yeah,
you trying to see who trying to smoke? Y'all trying to?
Nah, I didn't smoke then.
See, you was really on, nigga. Come
Bending
on,
man.
Yeah, I didn't.
But I'm just saying, that's how regular shit is to you. That's how regular shit is to you. So I be hyping it up because I'm like, nigga, because Joe Claire my nigga too. So it's like all those everybody's so cross sectioned in the universe. Mm-hmm. It's like we all ended up knowing each other. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you trying to do something, it ain't a lot of people trying to do shit.
That part.
Did you go up to Rap City when he did the booth? With Tip did
no.
the booth?
Okay. No.
I think he went crazy on that too.
Yeah, he tend to go crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if he get a lot of credit for that part of his rap skills. Like just freestyling on him booth stuff.
Yeah. I think when you dope, people just get like numb to it.
The LeBron effect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, he only had 20.
He always do it for it. He always busting for it.
He doing it. Could you tell, because I don't know if you want to tell this story, but it was you just got some funny goddamn stories about the first time when Tip met Usher the first time?
Oh, we're talking about
the car. Y'all was getting in the car?
Oh, well, that's Tip's story. All right,
that
ain't my story.
Man, that's funny
shit. We're going to get much better than that.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but you was there too. It's
he there for all the
He was there for every, like, I think it made up the moments.
Yes. How did you end up, I guess, working with Pharrell? When we showed the clip earlier.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember how we met. That's the crazy part.
KP is a Lego.
I am a Lego. I don't know how. I don't remember when me and Pharrell met. I just know we've been friends since then.
Did you like boo him? Because I feel like you said that shit went hot.
Oh, you know what? What's funny is okay, but not boo. That's hilarious. No, doing Usher, like during that period of time, they had just did like Nori and
They was on fire.
Like, well, they were just at the beginning on fire. And
oh, you caught up with the price is low.
I mean, no, it wasn't no, but yeah, it wasn't brand new, but I caught him at the time where we met. I mean, we're like the same age, like Pharrell's Aries too, by the way. We're like 3-4 days apart. Like there's similarities but super differences, but the honesty was like. It worked for both of us. Like,
right.
He's not thin skinned, and so I can speak freely, right. and you know, it just became a friendship because he would play stuff, and I'm like, I like that, not that one, and he's like, oh, you know, like because usually people come in,
I like everything,
is you know,
on the big speakers though, sometimes a nigga can hype you up to think some shit is hot, and I can see how you sit down and just be looking. You don't give nobody a look either way. Good or bad, like you let them play that shit. You just be like,
yeah, I mean, I just listen. Like, looking at you ain't gonna make this shit jam no harder.
Well, you know, them niggas be doing all them antics and shit.
Yeah, but like, you know what?
I usually have my eyes closed when I'm listening to music.
I'm fascinated with people that can have an ear for those songs that have to grow on people. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a bunch of songs you hear the first couple times, like, ah, but then after a while, you're like, hold on, this shit jamming. But like, if you got the ear to hear that before everybody else, that's what I'd be.
Yeah, like my on some A&R shit, or actually probably some DJ shit. Like my proudest moment is one of those. It's it's Greenlight.
I was just about to ask about Greenlight. That's crazy.
No, that one is the one that I'm like,
it grew.
I felt like I heard it in my head at first, because it was a different beat to that song at first.
Oh, word.
Yeah, it was a whole different, like, it was a whole different beat, and it sounded. We'll just say it was different.
Yeah,
and but the song was the song, and when John played it for me, I was like, man, I in my head, I kind of turned down the music.
John Legend, for everybody in the initiated.
Yeah, it's okay. John, it's his John. Is different.
Our demo will be a little younger.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, John, I get it. John Legend, the EGOT. So he played the song, and I'm like, in my head, listening to it, like, man, if I could turn this music down, and it was just this, and then what if you put like a FAMU band kind of sound to it, and all this shit start happening in my head, and he let me take the files, and me and my homeboy Malay, who I was producing with at the time, went back to the house and reproduced it as that, and I had just got fired from Sony.
Oh shit!
So
good shit.
So yeah, I had just got fired, and you know, it was like a good, like, John reached out and was like, "Yo, would you do this?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hell yeah, because I had assigned him when I was there.
So what part did you know to put that little screaming wheel, Silver Road, Stewart Avenue, Yeek in there? It feel like a very Yeek song.
I mean, I think that's you know, just
bruh,
part of my heartbeat.
A little sauce.
It's very Yeek. It's very Yeekable.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then I hit Dre. I was like, yo, I got a record. You'll listen to it, see if you'll fuck with it. And there was
boy, did he?
Yeah, he did. Like, with sprinkles and on top,
put it over the top.
Boy,
yeah.
So John Legend was just gonna sing that, or he needed somebody also that he wanted somebody else to rap on it.
No, it was like another speaking part in some of those gaps. It was like it was a lot of different things happening in the song, but it was the bones of, like, you know how when people say that when you see a house, it's like the bones of the song were there, and you know,
damn,
yeah, and it was around Christmas, by the way, because I remember that. Because you know that it's a Paul McCartney song, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Yeah, that's Paul McCartney. I didn't know that was Paul McCartney.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a little sound.
That should sound like Macy's to me. Bing,
bing, bing. And I was like, man, we should put that sound in the song. So that's why that, bing, 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 that's where that triggered from.
That's hard.
Wow. Come on, man. You don't get that nowhere else, bro.
Come on, man.
I don't think you remember to tell anybody else that.
No, until like the other day I heard the Paul McCartney song. I was like, that's why. Yeah, that's why. I remember that's why we did that.
See, he just remembered that. And now you got it right here exclusively.
You smoking on that one?
Yeah, I had got fired.
Thank you, Bear Wanda.
I had got fired.
What strand you smoked on, you made that fire?
Hey, man, what they had.
I just got fired, bro. Whatever they got, I'm smoking it.
Said, we got to get this money. You know what I'm saying? That day, we got to get this, huh? We
got to
get
this money.
Hey, man, I was going through divorce and got fired. I'm like, man, I'm about to have to give up this money I had Jay got. I'm like, oh, man, I was smoking.
You were really roach.
Pass me the crack. Yeah. It's rough out here.
Yeah, John came with a opportunity and an outlet.
And he got something that the bands can play too. Man, come on, bro. That song is, that's like a, that's going to be on, now that's what I call volume, whatever, when the aliens be like, what's the songs on this planet? What's the songs y'all be having?
Oh, bam. I don't know. I feel like we just asking you music questions and shit. But I want to know, how do the royalties work for songs that get played at like, NBA games, NFL games and shit?
No, that's what I mean. When you get syncs and licensing of any of those things, you just get more money. They tend to pay flat out, but
the teams, right? Cause it'd
or
be
the NBA or whoever.
Like, oh, like the actual league.
Yeah,
it's like a licensing fee or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sending the teams because there's certain teams that literally just have like a song that cause that's
oh no
out.
They just pay and they tend like say for instance you're gonna hear Never Scared at every Atlanta game because
it's got you.
I bet it was the United.
Yeah, like Atlanta United.
I think like it's their theme. They pay a blanket fee most times.
Like almost, I hope that guy Sheck West is somehow connected to that song because every college football team plays that song on air. You can hear it on air and obviously in the stadium. Yeah, in the arena.
Oh, in the arenas they pay. They pay like separate arenas pay as well.
Okay,
that's how you know that. It's like in the Waffle House.
It's like the songs that in the jukebox. They just.
I know that fan dude killing.
Huh?
That where them fans that song? I heard that all in the NBA finals. Oh yeah,
he's from South Carolina.
I saw him performing. He was performing at the Thunder game in the finals.
I wonder if my man from that did that Carolina Panthers song getting paid. Y'all ain't seen it.
Mm-mm.
Hold on. Keep talking.
No, what do we say? What do we do with our hands?
Yeah.
Shit. Hey, my favorite shit is when I think a song jamming and KP, I be like, it's jamming though, KP. He be like, is it?
Different ear.
Like, is it jamming though? Hold on, let me listen to it again. Maybe I'll call you back, bro.
Y'all ready to support the Carolina Panthers? I think
he's. Oh,
yeah. My God.
Check my boy out.
Hey.
It ain't. Hey.
That makes sense.
Hey, bitch,
it's a sensible
HOA
song, too.
This is a dad song.
Right?
Double Dutch.
Okay. Double Dutch bus. That's all we did there. Oh, hey, he threw,
oh yeah,
hey, man, he gotta sing that at the game
and he didn't
too
ball too much.
He didn't. It was like it's an attainable amount. It's like we could get that one day.
He didn't ball too much on him. It was not 150,000.
Not 150.
Yeah, he went
but
crazy.
This is how he gonna get his 150,000. He said he got a room.
Oh, he
room and said if I make a song about getting 150,000, it's gonna come to me.
And he knew the team to pick because he live in Minnesota. He don't even live in Carolina.
Crazy.
That's why he said in Minnesota it snowed too much.
No Porsche. You don't need a Porsche.
Mm-mm.
You don't need a Porsche. It's
small. It's no,
it's no
this is how you get to Carolina. He might have had a whole plan. He probably trying to get on Cam Ducho. I can see Cam rocking with him right quick. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Cam and his
shout
hats,
out to Cam
Ducho.
He is a tall person. Golly.
All my people in Pennsylvania, man. Hey, like, share, cat a corner.
Subscribe.
Hey,
Pennsylvanians. Tap on in to the Thigh Friends.
No. What?
We got to do that. We don't have a guest.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not me. Not KP.
What? Say that.
Not KP.
His thighs are, it ain't like we
no
friends
no
with thighs like
yeah,
touching.
Don't even worry about
like
that.
Yeah,
subscribe to
my
Only Thighs page.
It don't sound no better no more.
Yeah,
it sound
weird.
Like
yeah,
the boy you talking.
Can't get out of hole with a show.
Uncomfortable.
No. He don't want to do it now.
I ain't going to do it now. Yeah, heavy bottom.
Thank you.
It's heavy
shit
with the IE.
Man, I know you don't like being on camera, man, so thank you so much.
I appreciate
you know
it,
what I'm
man.
If you care to tell anybody anything you got going on, let them know something.
What do we have going on? Okay, so Tip and comedian Tip Harris and the Ha Ha Mafia are performing live at Helium Nightclub in Alpharetta, December 26th through 28th.
Yeah.
The Ha Ha Mafia includes these fellas here, as well as Erica Dutchess, Fat Man Deezy, Jay Ski.
Nat Green
is in the Ha Ha Mafia. He will not be at the show.
Yeah.
He got a radius clause. Just to make sure y'all know we not advertising Nav is coming.
At all.
Okay, now, but what's going to happen is it's five shows, and we rotating the whole crew during all the shows. So, you know, you can come to all the shows and get a different show.
That's tight.
Yeah, that's a good Christmas gift because you know you ain't get him nothing. Go on and get him.
Man, you ain't get him nothing.
You ain't get him nothing. Take him up there, get him drunk, and do what y'all be doing for Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, he in that age where, you know, he listen to trap music.
Yeah.
And he want trap comedy.
Man.
Come on, man. Especially if he used to rap. Mm-hmm. Now, come on now.
Especially if your gift bleeding this year.
Come on now.
Yikes.
Don't try to get it, though. Go ahead and give him a ticket to the show.
Thanksgiving cootie pop. That's the cooch from Riverdale.
And the Tip, the comedian Tip Harris. We do also dropping his comedy special on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
You can go pick up Cheaper Than Therapy, and it the title fits perfect because after you realize you done wrapped all these gifts, or after you done put these kids to sleep, you can smoke one and watch this comedy show.
Come on now.
While you wrap your gifts.
You going
and you
it
can see it at tipaintfunny.com.
Tipaintfunny.com. You right.
Yeah. Right.
He's the pettiest person ever. Them two together are like the petty Wonder Twin Avengers. Like, y'all, if you think you're going to get something off, you're not. You know,
the petty brothers, Kyle and
we
Tom.
We see everything. I heard you. I heard you, big dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember you, too.
Where you at, Ronnie?
Hey, man, I'm on the Helium Show, too. On the 26th, I'll be there. On the 27th, I will be in Clarksville, Tennessee. Me and Ferg going to be at Joker's House of Comedy. Go to jokershouseofcomedy.com. And then Sunday night, the next night on the 28th, we will be at the Lab at Zanies. Go to nashville.zanies.com. Belly Gang. Whatever. Not Belly Gang. I keep calling him Belly Gang. I'm sorry. Belly is on the show. Ferg is on the show. We drive it. Y'all pray for us. Y'all keep the police off our ass.
Yeah, Nashville drive something else.
Boy, what?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, Tubi. Tap into Tubi because the Apartments is on there.
Hey.
Right now, man.
Tubi is crazy right
Tubi
now.
Tubi, they want Tubi Apartments.
Yeah. It's good. I like the little swipe edits and some of the stuff that they cut out.
Hey, man. Shout out to Tubi, bro.
You just had nothing.
Yeah.
The Grinch that stole bitches.
Go watch that. That's got Erykah Dutch sitting and Moneybagg Mafia. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to have money. We're going to have Moneybagg on the show to talk about that.
All the people y'all think is viral, we probably know them.
Man.
So that's the point of the show. Like, we pitched this show in 2019 in Viacom. We was on our way until I broke the people chair at me.
We almost made it out the meeting too, Casey. We were right there, about to walk out. It was on the get up.
The wheel just fell out.
And they sent us an invoice and everything, man.
Oh, shit. Charlie Jesse Collins, my bad, dog. I'm sorry.
Hey, man. Y'all need better chairs. I'm riding for my dog. Y'all need better chairs.
Hey, yeah, man. I told the white fool, I am the man Lizzo.
Lizzo was on fire back then, too.
Lizzo was the hottest shit out, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, I've been doing that shit. Yeah. That bitch been doing. I've been fat and cool. I've been fat and cool waiting for her.
Yes, I'm just fatty cool.
You
guys want to do that? No. Fatty cool was a...
Remember Miguel?
That was like the first band.
No, they actually were on... That was Columbia. I didn't have nothing to do with
that. That was the first making the band.
I was there then. No, yeah.
Remember they were trying to say Miguel couldn't sing and shit?
Yeah, they was on his ass. Guess what? But he...
They were like, you doing too much.
The song adorned KP.
Mm-hmm. You had something to do with Adorn?
I ain't nothing to do with it like that. No.
Talk KP, what you did for Adorn, bro? What you told him to do?
What I didn't tell him.
You suggested.
Oh, okay. So I went by the studio while they were recording this. Shout out to Falana Williams, who used to manage Miguel at the time, who was a friend of mine, used to manage Pink. Like, she's worked for the City Council of Atlanta. Just all around good person. But anyway, she was Miguel's manager and had me come by the studio with her to. I don't know why. And when we get there, they were doing the song Adorn at Platinum, Wyclef spot. And they were playing the record, and it was the record. It was dope. But it wasn't a bridge on it. And I was just like, man, the song ends too quick. Like, why don't y'all add a bridge to it, like, to let it, you know, go up one more time before it goes over?
Best part of the song.
Come it's on. Not the best part of the song.
This is my favorite.
So that's the part that comes after the bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. He go so crazy, that
wasn't
right?
on there.
What?
The suggestion's amazing. The way he took the suggestion and
that's
turned
what I'm
it into is amazing.
No, that's why I'm like, I don't, that's why it don't trip to me. It's like, I'm only saying what I'm thinking. And if you can do something with it, it's still you. That's
the life of being a creative, dog.
Dog, he
just put something out there. You know, we got stuff out in the atmosphere in the diaspora. we could cut if you need to. We got stuff in the diaspora that, you know, we got out there that we told people, and we ain't gonna get the credit for it. It just is what it is.
I mean, but it ain't
Tyler bit of Karen.
That is crazy. Yeah. Well, see, no, I want
like
my credit
in real life.
But I don't feel like it's that. I feel like if I'm contributing, at least that I'm earning my space.
Bro, you contribute till we gonna be all right. The Negro spiritual of my generation. Come on, man. That's
real. That was the rallying cry for George Floyd.
Yeah, but look at who the other contributors were, though. It's like it's easy to
be dope in a room full of dope motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But everybody not dope.
The spark is the
spark. But to even know to be around
you just got, well, curate your friends better, man. Like, that would be my thought.
That's the name of this episode.
That's definitely the name of this episode. Curate your friends better.
Curate your friends better. That ain't a jewel.
I don't know what it is, bro. Because they say if you hang around a whole bunch of ain't shits,
guess what?
You be the ain't shitter.
That doodle get on you.
Yeah.
Hey, that doodle spell you're get on you, bitch.
Come
dog.
On, man. Oh, yeah. We got into a tangent, but yeah, we're trying to get out of here. But I also want to say, man, it is still Christmas time. Make sure y'all tap in BET Plus Vera's Holiday Flop, starring myself, Terry Vaughn, Griff 2K, my girl Chrissy 2Real. Man, tap in. It's super, super fun. I'm not even saying it because I'm in it. Like, I saw it for the first time of the day, and I was laughing like I wasn't in it. So make sure you tap in Vera's Holiday Flop.
And Tyler showed them titties in the movie, y'all. But tell you what.
Off the rip. Chest out.
Hey, man, listen. In the Grinch that stole bitches. Erykah.
Erykah Dutch's boy. The opening scene is wild.
Wow, man. That's crazy.
Y'all y'all do auntie like that.
Hey, still support though.
Yeah, support. Hey, make sure y'all support. You better watch it.
Hey man, support everybody throat this holiday season.
Ah! Whoa.
That'll do it.
Niggas is throat supporters.
That'll do it. Whoa. Perfect 10 Guys Shorts on YouTube. Tap in and see all the clips.
I had to do something for Ferg. That's what Ferg edited. He get the okay.